quite a few. Yesterday I ate a few, yesterday I had a few. What do most people say?
Yesterday I ate a few apples.
If we're talking about drinking coffee, you might ask, have you bought your coffee, drunk or drank?
Yesterday I drank a cup of coffee.
And if you and I were talking right now, you'd say, have you finished with your coffee, or have you drunk your coffee, or?
I have not finished drinking the coffee.
I see. And talking about climbing trees, you might say, I might ask you, has that tree over there ever been climbed or plumbed?
That tree has not been climbed before.
I see. And if you said, wait a minute, yes, last summer a boy
A boy did climb that tree last summer.
And if we're talking about doing some work, you might ask, has that work already been...
That work has not been done yet.
I might say, well, on the other farm, yesterday they done it, or how would you say that?
Yesterday they did not do the work on the other farm.
And if we're talking about dragging a stump out of the field, you might say, has that stump been... You're talking about talking to some men cleaning out the field.
That stump has not been dug out of the field.
What did they do about it yesterday?
Yesterday they did not do anything.
And talking about riding a horse, I say, has that wild horse ever been...
That wild horse never has been ridden.
If somebody has, in fact, been on him, you might say, well, somebody last week
did ride that horse.
And the same about ringing a bell, you say, has that bell ever been...
Someone did ring that bell.
And if you're talking about the rising of the sun, you might say, has the sun rose or risen?
The sun has not rose yet.
You might say, well, it's 6 o'clock.
You mean
still about the rising of the sun? Yesterday,
the sun sets at 6 o'clock.
Talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he jumped in or what? What's another word for jump in? Has he jumped in yet?
He did dive into the lake.
And if we're talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children